literally vaccines that put the nail in the coffin.
That's the voice of Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, saying the approach to the coronavirus is similar to other infectious diseases.
These types. We are now mounting a major effort in which we're collaborating with industry and public-private partnerships to get vaccine trials that are developed that harmonize with each other. In other words, to have multiple trials in which we have common questions that are being asked, common laboratories that are being looked at, common data and safety monitoring board, and common primary, secondary, and tertiary endpoints.
Top U.S. public officials are testifying before a congressional panel this hour as parts of the country grapple with a surge in newly confirmed coronavirus cases and hospitalizations. Many states are in the process of loosening restrictions put in place to stop the spread of the virus. Americans overwhelmingly want clear standards on when police officers may use force and consequences for officers who do so excessively, according to a new poll that finds nearly all Americans favor at least some level of change to the nation's criminal justice system. The new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research also finds that there is strong support for penalizing officers who engage in racially biased policing. Americans are more likely now than 5 years ago to say that police violence against the public is a very serious problem and that officers who cause injury or death on the job are treated too leniently. The Dow in positive territory for most of the day today. At the moment, it is up 226 points. This is VOA News. Rayshard Brooks, the African-American man who was fatally shot by a white Atlanta police officer,